You may know Leland Vittard for his work at Fox News for a decade, or now as the anchor of On Balance on News Nation, but you probably don't know what he went through to get to where he is today. His book, Born Lucky, A Dedicated Father, A Grateful Son, and My Journey with Autism shares his struggles as a child and how his father helped him to become the man he is now. Leland, thanks for joining me.
Hey, good to be with you.
What do you hope people learn from your story?
Look, Austin, this is a message of hope. And the reason Born Lucky is now sold out twice on Amazon and we've had to reprint 35,000 copies and more on the way is because this is a story for every parent who has a kid who is struggling, not just with autism, but ADHD and anxiety and bullying in school and all of that. It's not my story that is sort of inspiring everybody. It is the idea that parents can make such a remarkable difference in their kid's life if they're just told they can. And that's because when I was 5 years old and my parents were told I needed to be evaluated, they took me to one of those psychology testing centers, medical office buildings. You know, you got the linoleum floor and the old magazines and stale coffee, and they sent me off to be tested. And a couple hours later, I come back and the woman says to my parents, it's very difficult to understand what's going on inside his head. So I had severe learning disabilities, 20-point spread between the two halves of an IQ test. Give you a learning disability diagnosis, I had a 70-point spread. It was the biggest spread they'd ever seen. I had real behavioral issues of interacting with kids my own age. And if you could have measured my EQ, my emotional intelligence, it would have come back near freezing. So my dad says, as any parent would, what can we do? And the woman says, not much. And then he asks, is there anything we can do? And she says, generally not. So my dad felt hopeless. And this book is to give hope to every parent who has a struggling kid. And that's the hope that my parents didn't have, that through my story and writing Born Lucky, we show that there is that hope.
Your father gave you an amazing work ethic, teaching you about the standards of character and hard work. So how could everyone use that to improve their lives?
Look, in Born Lucky, you see my father when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and he realized I would not be good at school because of learning disabilities. I wouldn't have friends because of my EQ being near freezing. And I didn't have any athletic ability. Sorry, I had negative athletic ability. Because I was so uncoordinated, I had some eye issues and some other stuff. So he decided that there were two things that I could control, that anybody can control. Number one is your character. And in Born Lucky, we talk about why that was so important to my father, who had lost his father young, and how you define a man. And two, your work ethic. So at a very young age, he started trying to figure out how to give me self-esteem, not by talking about it or telling me how wonderful I was, but by having me earn it. So that began with push-ups. I did 200 push-ups a day, 5 days a week for months. And then I would get some reward from dad. But it was all about trying to teach me that self-esteem was earned, not given.
Autism has been in the news a lot lately. Do you feel claims by President Trump and his administration about the causes for the disorder, despite being refuted by the medical community, are the wrong messages to give people with autism and their families?
You know, Austin, it's a great question. I am not a doctor. I'm not a scientist, and I have the chemistry grades to prove that. So I won't get into, you know, Tylenol dosing. What I will say is that the fact that we are now talking about this as the scientific question of our day is so important. When I was diagnosed, it was 1 in 1,000, maybe higher, 1 in 1,500. Now it's 1 in 31, 3 times that for boys. Higher in poor and minority communities. So I'm less interested in the messenger, as imperfect as they may be, than I am in finding the answers so that kids don't have to go through what I did.
Speaking of that, I was stunned reading your book because your umbilical cord was wrapped around your neck at birth and you were diagnosed with autism. And despite your struggles as a child, became a journalist. I, too, had my umbilical cord wrapped around my neck at birth, was diagnosed with cerebral palsy as a child, and became a journalist. And I was actually diagnosed with autism last month. So I just wanted to say thank you for giving me inspiration.
Well, thank you. And I really hope that this book lets so many people know, so many families know, they're not alone. right? And I think there are so many people who feel when they have an issue, as you did and as I did and so many others do, that they're alone and that there's no hope. And the book is proof that hard work and daily overwhelming parental love can make a difference, right, Austin? And it's not about how to turn your kid into a cable news anchor. It's about how parents can help their kids be more, as I'm sure your parents did, and obviously mine did as well.
Yeah, they definitely did. It was definitely a different way, I think, than most kids had to learn. But yes, my mother and my father, my stepfather, were all there for me for emotional support. So Leland Vittard, thank you once again. The book is called Born Lucky. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thank you, Austin.